When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, lost in all the sauce of the Commanders' big come-from-behind win and the Capitals doing their thing. Yesterday, we told you late last week about the Nationals signing a one-year deal with Mike Soroka. Well, yesterday they swung a trade, did the Nationals, and they acquired Nathaniel Lowe from the Texas Rangers, who started his career with the Tampa Bay Rays. Nathaniel Lowe is coming across in a deal for left-hander Robert Garcia. Now, who is Lowe? Well, again, he's controllable. That's an important thing. 29 years old, has had some injuries, what have you. But he's been available for a little bit, but he was critical for the Texas Rangers over his time there in helping them win a first world championship just a couple years ago in 2023. And not only can he hit with a little bit of power, right? He's got 78 home runs, 104 doubles during his time in Texas over the last 4 years, but also he's a Gold Glover. So he can play first base at a Gold Glove level. And you know what? Didn't really trade him for much, or they didn't have to give up much. I mean, Garcia's okay, and he's a left-hander, which makes him, I guess, a little bit more valuable, but, you know, 4.22 ERA, 75 strikeouts, and 59. I mean, again, it's not like they gave him away for nothing, but I like this move for the Nationals. It is a very, 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 very typical Mike Rizzo move. Somebody nobody's talking about, a trade. Yes, you got to give up a piece, but no, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Like I said, he's controllable for the next couple of years, so he's not on just a one-year deal, which doesn't automatically mean he's going to get traded at the deadline. And you help yourself offensively and defensively. Remember we were talking about the guy from Arizona who went to Houston. What's his name now? I just forgot on Friday's show. Who was a pretty good defensive first baseman as well. Cooper? I'm trying to remember now. Can't off the top of my head. But either way, remember we were talking about that on Friday? Well, this was the Nationals' answer, I guess, to not being in on him, to not being in on Paul Goldschmidt, to not wanting to spend $300-plus million on Pete Alonso, the polar bear. And hopefully it works out. I mean, again, offense and defense. Offense and defense is what you're getting in Nathaniel Lowe. And you do have to give up, again, a fairly good arm out of the bullpen from the left side in Garcia to get him. But more importantly, you get your first baseman, and he's going to help you both ways if he can stay healthy. So I think actually a pretty good move for the Washington Nationals. Other baseball moves over the weekend and today. How about this? Walker Buehler today signing with the Boston Red Sox on a one-year $21 million deal. We knew when Blake Snell went from San Francisco to the world champion Dodgers that Walker Buehler was not coming back. Buehler was really good, though, in the postseason. I mean, he was really good, and he closed out the World Series. People forget that, against the New York Yankees. Again, when healthy, Walker Buehler is one of the best pitchers in baseball. The problem is he's rarely been healthy, but a one-year, 21-ish million-dollar gamble for the Red Sox, I kind of like that. Gives them an arm, if he's healthy, to fight with the Yankees and to fight with Baltimore. He's 30 years old. Again, one of the best pitchers, just when he's healthy, and he hasn't been healthy. He's getting two Tommy John surgeries and some other stuff. But again, this is the kind of moves, you know, this would, if it wasn't $21 million, this is exactly the type of move that the command, that the Nationals would make. The problem is $21 million. The learners look at $21 million like you and I would look at, you know, a $10,000 tax bill or whatever. Not happening. Not happening in any way, shape, or form. Again, for everybody saying the Nationals don't spend money, that's technically incorrect. What they do is they go to the dollar store, essentially, to buy who they want. And whether it's free agency, as in the case of Soroka, 1 year, $9 million, or whether it's making a trade for Nathaniel Lowe, and who knows what, I think they're going to major in January. I think they'll pick up one or two more pieces in January. Major might be strong, but that's when they're going to strike as the prices come down and lower. So you have that. We told you about Tank Dell. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, beat up on the Texans in pull-away fashion at Arrowhead on Saturday. On Christmas Day, which is just 2 days away, they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Patrick Mahomes says his ankle's fine, should be in a better place because they haven't really been practicing. They're going to play a third game in 10 and a half days. Mahomes got through the game on Saturday, even had a 15-yard touchdown run and all of that in between. So that's good. Monday Night Football, as we mentioned tonight, coming up, Green Bay and New Orleans. Let's just say it would be a shock if New Orleans can hang in there and give Green Bay any kind of fight. We'll find out together. And one last one, again, the Capitals against the Bruins tonight. At 7 o'clock, as the Caps look to get the back-to-back sweep, 3 out of 4, going to be a tough task. Charlie Lindgren will be in the pipe. Still no Alex Ovechkin, as you know, back-to-back after beating the LA Kings. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan, and that's cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup on aisle 3.